Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue my conversation with Fred Schwier. He's going to go over some methods of selling PoolRx to your pool service customers, and he'll give you some tips and strategies on how to sell the PoolRx units on your route. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the PoolRx booster, and then we're going to continue some more questions about PoolRx in part three. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And so the pool pro wants to sell these to their customer, and most will pass on the cost of these. Even though they save money on chlorine, it's always better for your bottom line to pass the cost of these onto your customers. A few guys I know absorb the cost because they're so effective, but for a majority of pool pros, we'd like to pass everything onto the customer. It's just better for us. So what are some of the best, I mean, you mentioned some of the things about for the pool pro to save on. What are some good tactics?
Sure. So, you know, I kind of call it the good, better, best scenario. The good is you buy the product from distribution on sale during our spring promotions. You buy them in four packs and you're going to get a very discounted price during the promotion. And then you just pass that along to your, you don't even sell it to your customer. You just put it in the pool. And like we talked about, we're saving on all those chemicals on the back end and all the time. The better is to buy that from distribution, pass along the cost of the product right to your customer. You're selling it to your customer once a year, and you're saying, hey, this is, you know, your PoolRx. I know your chemicals are included with our service, but we're going to charge you, you know, a one-time a year fee for this product. It's going to keep you algae-free, and you're going to be able to swim in a cleaner, you know, clearer pool all year. The third, the best, would be to buy it from distribution and then charge a markup. If you're shopping this, you know, on Amazon, or if you're shopping this on, you know, online or your local retailer, there's probably there's a $20-$30 difference between what you're buying it from distribution at and what your customer can buy from somewhere else. You can charge that, say, you can charge that markup. You make that $20-$30 a unit, and that money goes to the cost of your chlorine or your, you know, or whatever you have to use. So, again, that's the best. So the good, better, best scenario is real, and we have customers across the country that use each one of those scenarios. Now, as far as how to sell it to your customer, what I'm going to do, David, we have three or four pre-written offer letters, and these are just in a Word document. They're pre-written, they're customizable. You can put your own logo for your service company on the page. You can change the wording if you don't like it, exactly how it's said. You can change the price point, and you can put it from your company. And what I want to do for your group, I'm going to email those letters to you, David, and then you can, you can then maybe get those out to your people as if they're interested in that. But that's a great way, and we introduce it a couple different ways. We make it as an offer where we're wording it as, hey, we recommend this. If you're interested, it's going to be this much. Please let us know. We also introduce it as, this is mandatory. You know, hey, you know, as your pool service provider, we are going to charge you for this amount. This is going to be on your next bill, and this is how much it's going to cost. And we also have them, you know, written for, you know, salt pool customers as well as regular chlorine customers. So we have a few different options, and you can kind of mix and match. And once you read these, you're going to be able to make it your own and put in your own wording. But the value of these letters is that you can customize them, save them, and email them to your customers, or print them out and actually hand them to your customers, or put them in the billing if they're still doing the, you know, hard copy billing. So it's a great way to introduce PoolRx to every customer on your route. And as you know, David, some folks, a lot of pool service pros are actually, you know, making this a mandatory product that goes in every year. And so once you get them trying it, and once they pay for it and they understand the program, and once it gets in the water, the customer feedback you're going to get is going to be, you know, it's sterling. They're going to be so happy of what the water looks like and feels like after a Pool RX, that it's going to be a very easy thing to sell to your customers every year moving forward.
And you mentioned saltwater generator customers. Saltwater systems are becoming more popular. Of course, since chemicals are so expensive, it makes some sense in a way to upgrade the salt. And the sell point for a salt pool, you want to go over some of the sell points for that?
Sure. Yeah. Again, with salt pools, number one, our chelation is so strong that it's going to be protected even in the high pH environment of a salt pool. So it's safe to use there. Number two, like I mentioned, we are going to reduce your chlorine demand. So you're going to be able to turn down that salt chlorine generator typically by about 50% of its previous setting. And by doing that, you're going to be producing less high pH chlorine. And because of that, your pH in your water is not going to be going up as quickly. So you're not going to be having to use as much acid to balance that pH. Another benefit, so you're going to be saving on your acid demand. The other thing about our product, there is some zinc in the product, which does several things for us in the formulation when it comes to the chemistry. But another benefit of that zinc is that it acts as kind of a natural descaler. It doesn't allow the scale from attaching to surfaces as easily. We don't sell it as a descaling product, but the chemistry behind the zinc is that it is going to prevent the scale from attaching as easily. The zinc is not in the alloy cylinder that's in the unit. The zinc's actually in the mineral formulation that's in the water. And so you're not going to have to clean your salt cellars frequently. Obviously, if you're not producing as much and you're not having to clean it as frequently, you're going to basically, you know, prolong the life of that equipment, which benefits your customer. Another benefit there. So yeah, it's fantastic for salt pools and very, very common for use in those pools.
Yeah. So to summarize, if your pool looks great, Pool RX will save you on chemicals. If your pool is algae, you can help remove the algae with it and then also make the pool look great afterwards. And then, of course, you know, if you have a saltwater pool, there's benefits by reducing the salt output, saving on the salt cell life, and the side effects of that whole chlorine production with the salt system.
Correct. Absolutely. All good benefits. Yeah, one more note regarding algae. We can eliminate all types of algae. So we're talking yellow, green, black, you know, and I mean, there's thousands of types, right? So we're not, you know, we can kill and prevent them all. Even black algae. Black algae is obviously the hardest to kill and prevent, but we can kill and prevent that as well. It may take the longest to kill. It could take a few weeks. The good news is once it's gone and you continue to use Pool RX as advertised, it won't come back. So that's another big benefit we get. That's one of the questions we get a lot of as far as black algae goes in certain markets, especially, you know, back east. But yeah, I just want to make sure that people were aware of that.
I guess we should close this section by also mentioning that once you have the Pool RX unit, you're going to say the free chlorine is going to be more active in the pool. And so you have to reduce the amount of chlorine you're putting in. You can't put a Pool RX unit in and keep putting in, let's say you're putting in 3 trichlor tablets a week. You can't keep that same ratio because then you're overchlorinating that pool. And in the cases like we're using a saltwater generator, you have to turn it down also. So we should emphasize that point.
Yeah. I can speak to that. So one thing is, so we say we only need 0.5 to 1 part per million of free chlorine. We can be higher. You can be higher than that, right? If you're only going there once a week and you're under a tough condition pool, heavy bather load, heavy, you know, debris, you know, lots of use, and you want to be at a target part per million higher than that, you can be as high of a free chlorine reading as you want. It will not affect our minerals due to the chelation. So, I mean, again, we are NSF 50 certified, which is it's a commercial standard. So we can be in commercial public water. Whereas, you know, in a lot of those scenarios, you have to, in some cases, depending on, you know, the scenario, you have to jack those chlorine levels up if there was a, you know, contamination or something in the water. So the point being, guys, is you're going to be able to get away with using less chlorine. So it's going to be easier to hit whatever target part per million you want to hit. That's the key. The second part is you're not going to hurt our minerals at a higher chlorine level. It's just not necessary. You know, you might as well save yourself the money on that instead of overdosing these pools to try to make them work as efficiently as you can. So is that the point you're getting to, David?
Yep. That's what I wanted to make sure people got clarified, that they're not going to be adding the same amount of chlorine after the Pool RX. You're going to reduce that level.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. And let's switch gears a little bit. And these are common questions I get asked throughout the year with Pool RX. And I'll start with the first one that I get asked at least once or twice a month. And that is, why do I have to buy a new unit every season? Why can't I just use the one that I have there and add a booster? And maybe go into that and close the door on this one.
Yeah, great question. Like I mentioned earlier, the three things that set us apart is our formulation, the chelation, and then the way that the minerals are reacting with our specially treated alloy cylinder inside the unit. That ion exchange between the alloy and the minerals in the water is important to our success and the longevity of the minerals in the water. Over time, the Pool RX unit, that alloy gets scaled, and it loses its connectivity with the minerals in the water over time. That unit is effective in reionizing or rejuvenating minerals in the water for about 12 months. And so what we tell you is, look, start with a new unit at the beginning of each season. And if you need to add a booster later in the season, go ahead and do that. And then the following year, start with a new unit. What you're going to find is that, you know, people have always come, you know, they always try to put it in that second year and then just buy the booster minerals. And they call and they're disappointed because the minerals by themselves, the booster minerals by themselves or with an old unit will last about 4 to 5 weeks. And so what happens that second year is they put the empty old unit in there, they add a booster and they have good, you know, great success for about a month or so. And then they're already noticing chlorine demands going back up. They're noticing the water's not looking good. And so they're having to add another booster. And so it's not cost effective to try to get that second year out of the unit and just add boosters, because really after two boosters, that's the price of a unit. So instead of a brand new unit getting you about 6 months, the boosters you're paying for at the same price are getting you 2 months. So that's really the science behind it and the reason why. But yeah, that's a common question. And it's only going to take, you one time to try that on your own and realize that I'm telling the truth on that.
Yeah, so since you mentioned the booster a couple times there, why don't we talk about the booster? And you mentioned, you know, in the other segment, why you can use it for sizing. If you want to go up in size, you can use it when the minerals are wearing out. So let's just let's just focus on the booster a little bit and when you should use one. And you mentioned you can pretty much tell when it's needed, right?
Yeah, so the booster is the same mineral that's in the original units. Like I mentioned earlier, the blue unit has 8 ounces of mineral. And the blue booster has 8 ounces, the black 12 ounces, and the black booster 12 ounces. And again, the minerals the minerals in the original unit, which I didn't mention this, when you buy a new Pool RX unit, whatever size, you know, you want to start with a clean filter. You want to drop it in the skimmer or the pump basket. And you want to make sure you run the pump long enough for all those minerals to dissolve. In this day and age, everyone's mostly on variable speed pumps. And so the pump is running, you know, slower, longer, which is great. But the minerals dissolve immediately and completely out of the Pool RX unit. It does not dissolve over 6 months. It does not dissolve like a chlorine tablet. It dissolves immediately into the water, forming a stable residual. And then as the water flows back over that empty alloy, there's a reionization of the minerals in the water that allow them to last longer. The minerals in the water are what's killing and preventing the algae. The unit is what's recharging the minerals in the water. So over time, like I mentioned, the alloy loses its connectivity, and that's why you need to start with a new unit. The reason for the booster is when the minerals get used up and filtered out, the mineral concentration in the water is reduced, and that's when algae can start growing again. And that's why you would add a booster when needed. And so and also to your point, David, it's also for larger bodies of water. So if you have, you know, a 40,000 gallon, you know, 40,000 gallon pool, I would go with the black unit and a blue booster, you know, and so you can kind of mix and match based on your needs, on what sizing you're dealing with. And then when you do boost a pool, you boost it based on the gallons of the pool again. So it's not, hey, I have a 60,000 gallon pool and I only use one booster. No, you're going to need to add two black boosters for that. The black booster maxes out at 30,000 gallons. You're going to need to add two of those black boosters when you do it. So yeah, the boosters for, you know, larger bodies of water, or longer seasons, tough conditions, or whenever you really need minerals to be increased in the water.
We can also mention when you're doing a green pool cleanup that you may need a booster sooner than later if you're using the Pool-X in a really pool full of algae.
Yeah, correct. And yeah, that's, you know, to the point of that is, you know, the minerals do get used up killing algae. And so people say, well, do I need to clear this pool up before I use Pool-RX? And the answer is no. Yeah, we're going to be able to clear up your green pool because a lot faster and easier and less expensive than you would with any other solution, because our minerals, you know, they're like 1,000 times more effective in eliminating algae compared to chlorine. So the minerals are going to be doing the heavy lifting for you when you're clearing up a green pool. But to your point, David, some of the minerals get used up killing the algae and they get filtered out. And so, yes, you will need a booster sooner, you know, than the typical 4 to 6 months on a regular Pool-RX because of those factors.
And if you're looking for the other parts of this podcast, you can easily find them by going to my website, swimmingprolearning.com, clicking on the podcast icon, and then there'll be an archive of all the podcasts that I recorded there. And you will have part one there. And then if you subscribe, you'll get part three to this podcast sent to you as well. And if you're looking for my coaching program, you can learn more about my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.